Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article called AI in Sales and Marketing, Board Strategies for Pipeline and Customer Engagement, written by Brett Allegre-Wood.
And this one is aimed squarely at the board and the exec team, not the marketing manager, which is actually quite refreshing.
The core argument is that boards need to treat AI as a strategic capability, not something they hand off to the tech team. The article lays out a framework for governing AI across the full commercial pipeline, from how you acquire customers to how you measure what's working.
So what does Brett say the board actually needs to decide? Where does it start?
He's quite specific. The board should approve the high-level commercial objectives, the acceptable risk appetite, and a prioritised list of use cases with expected return on investment. He connects this directly to shareholder value, things like conversion rates, time to close, cost per lead, and customer retention.
That's the bit a lot of boards miss. They approve a budget for AI without defining what success looks like. What use cases does he say are highest impact?
He lists 7: lead scoring, deal health scoring, pipeline forecasting, personalized content, conversational agents, pricing and offer modeling, and attribution analysis. But for each one, the board should expect a documented business case, a baseline, a pilot plan with guardrails, and a decision gate before you scale.
A decision gate before you scale. That's a useful phrase. How many businesses actually do that?
Not enough. And that connects to one of the structural pieces in the article, the Center of Excellence, a cross-functional team covering marketing ops, sales ops, data science, legal, and privacy. Their job is to codify patterns, run templates, and maintain model libraries.
So it's not just the tech team building things and hoping sales picks them up.
Right. He's also very clear that the CRM should be the control plane, single source of truth for customer state, tasking, and reporting. He says fragmented automations are what you get when that doesn't happen.
I want to go back to the risk side because that's where boards often feel out of their depth. What does he say about that?
He treats model risk like financial risk, continuous monitoring, stress tests, documented remediation. There are 5 types of policy the board should approve: model governance, data governance and consent, customer communication rules, vendor procurement, and incident response.
And incident response has a defined board notification threshold, so it's not just a tech problem when something goes wrong.
Exactly. And on compliance, he specifically names GDPR and CCPA. He also calls out mandatory bias testing before deployment for any model that affects targeting or pricing. That one is easy to skip in a rush to launch.
What about the people side? You can have all the governance in the world and still have a sales team ignoring the model recommendations.
He covers this directly. The article talks about revising KPIs and compensation so people aren't gaming the models. His framing is, augment judgment, don't replace it. Tasks like relationship building and complex negotiations stay human-led.
And he says visible board and executive sponsorship is required for that cultural change to actually stick. It can't just come from the ops team.
Right. On reporting, he breaks the KPIs into 4 groups: commercial ones like win rate and sales cycle length, engagement ones like conversion rates on personalized campaigns, operational ones like model accuracy and drift, and risk indicators like consent rates and audit findings.
Monthly commercial dashboards, quarterly deep dives with model attestations, and immediate escalation for anything adverse. That's a cadence most boards could actually follow.
It is, and the final recommendations tie it together. Require business cases with control groups, make the CRM the single source of truth and the human escalation point, and match what you tell investors to what your governance actually does.
So what's the one thing someone listening should act on this week?
If you're on a board or in an exec team, look at your current AI activity in sales and marketing and ask, do we have a documented business case with a baseline and a decision gate before we scale? If the answer is no, that's your starting point.
For me, it's the CRM question. If your customer data is spread across 3 systems with no single owner, you're building on sand. Sort that first.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this kind of framework applied to your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit. You can book that on the site.
Worth doing.